is they place Bibles in hotel rooms and different places. They go to schools. As a matter of fact, some of you may have gotten one of these little New Testaments at school. They do that. And one of the things they try to do is to get the Word of God, the Bible, all over the world. Now, why in the world do we need Bibles? Well, here, let me show you something I think can help you. You know what this thing is? It's a headlight. And let me see here. How many of you ever go out in the woods? Okay. Well, if I was to go out in the woods at night, which I probably won't, this would probably be what I'd have on my head. You know why?
Because it's dark. It's dark. And you might fall. It's
sticky. Okay. It's dark. Okay. Well, here's the deal. Listen to me. Here's the cool deal. When I had this thing on my head, if I was like riding my bicycle, wherever I turn my head, the light goes. Okay? And if I'm walking out in the woods at night, one of the things I would want to see is where my feet were going and what they might step on. What would be something scary to step on in the woods? It's my worst nightmare. And if you're walking in the woods and it's dark and you stepped on a snake, it's gonna bite you. What about thorns? Have you ever been going through the woods and run into? Oh, see, this little light will help you see. Now here's how it's like the Word of God. There's a scripture that tells us in Psalm 119, verse 105. Listen to what it says. It says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." And so here's the picture. As you're going through life, if you go through life and you don't have God's word, the Bible in your life, you're liable to step on something or make a mistake that can really mess your life up. And so it's very important for us to understand that this Bible is kind of like this headlamp, lantern, is it allows me to see in front of me. The Bible is like that. It helps you to see what not to do, what to do, how to avoid mistakes. The Word of God is your headlight for how to live your life. And so in just a minute, when I get through, Mr. Larry is going to come up and talk to you about the Gideons. And they're an incredible ministry, and we need to pray for them. So we're going to do that right now. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that these kids would see the importance of having your word in hotel rooms and in business places all over the world so people can have God's word and find what they need in a dark world and help the Gideons to do a great job of that. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, here's the deal. Two gifts. We're trying.